Welcome to Heartspeak Podcast, episode 116, Living as the Extraordinary Being You Are.
Welcome to the Heartspeak Podcast, where valuable insights are shared that bypass the mind and resonate with the heart. Listen, open your heart, become inspired, find the joy and fulfillment that awaits when you follow your heart. And now, here's your host, Dr. Christine Page.
Well, welcome to a post-solstice podcast. I hope you enjoyed the solstice wherever you live in the world. Here in the Northern Hemisphere, we had the opportunity to see Saturn and Jupiter in the sky, and it can still be seen as a double planet. So if you get clear nights, look out into the west of where the sun has been going down, and you'll see Jupiter, Saturn, almost on top of each other. It's really good to see it with binoculars because you can't actually see them separate at the moment. And in fact, when I looked at my night app, I looked up and the poor night app couldn't work out, should it be called Jupiter or Saturn? So it's kind of Jupiter or Saturn. It literally, I don't think they'd ever seen two planets right on top of each other like that. The app wasn't designed for that. But this whole energy of Jupiter and Saturn now moving into Aquarius is really stirring up so much wonderful energy. And I hope you're feeling that. And here we are at this moment in time, moving towards Christmas, and it's Christmas Eve. And Christmas Eve may not have been part of your religion, but when I heard that on Christmas Eve, so many people are feeling excited, the kids are feeling excited about the presents that are coming and the light coming in. And we appreciate that that light came in on the solstice and Christmas was moved a few days later. But I remember hearing that on Christmas Eve, because of the energy of the people, the spirit world, the light beings come very close to us at this time. So the idea of Santa going through the sky, you could translate into angels, archangels, spirit beings, star beings, all coming into our world at this time. It's like as if a huge portal opens because there is much more of a feeling of joy around this time. And I hope that even because of 2020 and what's going on in lockdowns, there is still some joy in you, some sense of letting this new light come in. And so really, I feel that it's not just the solstice. It's not just what's happening at Christmas. There is a new energy coming in. And that energy is connected to the sign of Aquarius. And you don't have to be an Aquarius or even have Aquarius in your natal charts to know that something's changing. A revolution is happening. And whether you again are in a place where you can say, wow, lockdown was difficult, but I'm experiencing new energy, I hope that's happening for you. Because what has happened over 2020, first of all, who would have imagined that this time last year, that the world would have gone into lockdown for now 11 months? Who would have imagined when you were sitting down to Christmas dinner or you were making your New Year's resolutions, did you think, well, how am I going to deal with lockdown and having no job or my job not being so secure or my not being able to see my relatives? No, none of us thought of those things. And yet they're almost a common language. We've created a new language for ourselves, a new dictionary. Recently, my nephew wrote and I was talking to him because it was his birthday. And I said, oh, have a happy birthday. And he said, well, we're in tier 4, which is where they are now in southern England. And he said, well, we're going to have as good a birthday as I can have in tier 4. And I said, well, last year, I'd have thought you were talking about the tiers of your birthday cake. Nobody had the language that we have now. And so sudden things happened. And they really did happen from probably about the middle of March until now, and they're continuing. And none of us like suddenly being put in a different space. But I think the suddenness of the whole situation has also shown us that our world and our viewpoint of the world or how we experience it can change in an instant. And that may be very scary for any of us who maybe have been dependent on our world being a certain way. But I'm also seeing is that it's also allowing us to recognize that knowing that things outside us could change any time, we have found a deepening of our inner security. What do we know is true, even though outside us, things may change? Does that make sense? So that I often relate it to imagining that you are a mountain and you are this strong mountain that is buried deep into the earth, and the energy flows up through the center of the mountain and it allows things to change on the surface, so that you see on the surface of your mountain that in spring you have new growth. So this energy from within the mountain is nurturing new growth on your mountain. And then in summer, people come and play on you because they're enjoying the sun and they're enjoying the blooming of these flowers on your mountain. And then in the fall or the autumn, same people come, but they come and gather the fruits that have been developing on your mountain. And then the leaves fall and the leaves are bare and the people have maybe gone away or maybe they're skiing. And you have gone through the seasons on the surface of your mountain, but you as the mountain have not changed. You've had this experience and you've enjoyed the experiences of the seasons and how what you can bring, your creative forces, your creative urges, and your energy can come to the surface and create something different on the surface, but you never change. You're enriched by it, but you have the essential energy is always there, the core energy. And that's how I see myself. That's how I see you. That essentially you are this light being. You have within you, as I talked about Rose last time, flowing in, knowing inside you, you are divine. And that divine energy is allowing itself to be expressed in many ways through you, but that divine energy never changes. That is eternal. And that divine energy is creative energy. So that if we say, why did God create man? It was because he or she got bored. So that creation is a way of experiencing ourselves more fully. So everything that we create, we experience, is just so we know ourselves more fully, all right? But that creative energy is just creative energy. What we do with it is up to us. I want to really express that first and foremost, we are divine beings with divine light within us. And the reason I'm saying that is that so often I hear people saying, I'm moving towards the light, or I have to do all these things in order to live in the light, or I'm etc. So it's often something that we're saying, I've got to move, I've got to change. But what if we start with being the light? All right, so here's my light. I've expressed this light out into the world. And all I had to do was to gather back into myself the wisdom or the gems of wisdom that I gained from those experiences. And yes, it enhances my light, but it doesn't actually change the essential self, if that can be understood in that way. My light's expression changes, but I essentially do not. And what's happened is that we have throughout our time been expressing our light. You know, everything that you're seeing in the world, literally what you perceive in the world, is a creation of your own light. And you say, well, hang on a minute, I didn't create that. Yes, your perception of it, you seeing it in that way, is coming from you. It's not a facet of the world. And I've used that analogy before. If we all went to see the same movie, we would all come out and relate to a different character in the movie, because we can only see what we already have within us. So you might say, well, what about that character? And I'll go, what character? I don't remember that. Same if you take your family, if you come from a, you know, if you have siblings and you ask them, what about that event? And they go, I don't remember that event. And you go, but that was the most important event of our childhood. Again, it's your perception. And what it is your extraordinary perception. It's your how you, in a unique and extraordinary way, have taken what is just creative energy and created something so unique that defines us. That's all it is. So my perception is always going to be different from yours. It's even though we may have some of the features of the same, it's my uniqueness that makes it so different. And you might say, well, shouldn't we all be the same? No, the future is unity through the acceptance of our differences and diversity. In fact, this is the quest, that this is the very energy of the Aquarian age. Now, we're not quite there, even though some people keep telling me we are. The Aquarian age is based on an astronomical event of looking at the sun on the 21st of March and seeing what are the constellation of stars behind the sun on the 21st of March. And at the present time, it's still Pisces. But Jupiter, Saturn moving into Aquarius and then followed by Pluto in about 2022, 23 is really telling us we are moving into a more Aquarian way of being. So let me just define what that means. The Piscean way is two fish swimming in opposite directions, joined by a common beam. We have had 2,000 years of actually having one person, one fish at the front, and all the other fish following. So we've had 2,000 years of gurus and leaders and teachers and messiahs. And often what we have done is give our power to those people in order to be able to move forward. So it's been a disempowering experience for many of us because it's, I can only be as good as this teacher allows me to be. So many of the great religions were built or born in these times, saying you can never quite reach to the level of the teacher, you can only reach to a lower level, and here are the hierarchical lessons you have to learn to do this, all right? So you have to go through phase one, phase two, phase three. So whenever you hear hierarchy or levels, you'll know that this comes from the Piscean age. Aquarian age is very different. This is where everybody sits in a circle and everybody contributes to the whole. So it's not about one person telling everybody else what to do. It's everybody being asked to step up, be responsible for what it is that's inside us to be able to be expressed, and then being accountable for our actions. So it takes away the guilt, the victim, the martyr. It's saying, step up. There's nothing to be judged about what you are. In fact, we need you. We need your contribution. And if you choose not to contribute, that's fine. But it's every part of us is saying, I am a fully conscious and divine being. And this is my contribution if I wish it to be there. But there's no more blaming someone for doing something you didn't want them to do. So this whole blame culture that's around at the moment, the taking of sides, can you see that's all just disempowering? So if we start to take sides and we are better than this group and but worse than that group, it's all just the Piscean energy. Whereas the Piscean energy should have been the sacred marriage of opposites, the coming together. I am another one of you. I see in you what I see in me. Give to you as I give to myself. All of the messages were saying, do unto others as you do unto yourself. We're saying the same thing. That's the Piscean age. What have we done? We've actually created diversions or divisions, polarizations, gone to war against people who weren't like us. That's got to stop. That's why I know we're not in the Aquarian age yet, because we're not there yet. We're a long way from actually being able to honor everybody. That's not the same as saying, oh, I send them love and light. That's just patronization. That's doing the same thing. So we have to get to this stage in our lives where we see each as valuable and recognizing that just because I see things different doesn't mean that someone else is wrong. So the Aquarian age is coming, and this Aquarian energy is about, as I say, self-accountability, self-responsibility. Nobody can say I'm blaming someone else anymore. It's like, actually, I need to step up. And that's what Saturn in Aquarius is asking us to do. Step up. Be the one that has wise decisions, speaking without judging. My way has to be right, your way is wrong. The Aquarian Saturn in Aquarius is also about new technologies. Same with Jupiter. Jupiter is about expanding. So Jupiter in Aquarius, which is what we've got for the next 12 months, is about expanding technology. Going to the moon, going to Mars, sending out rockets, satellites. This is all expansion of Jupiter. Jupiter in Aquarius, technology, biotechnology. Can't always say I agree with all of that, but biotechnology, nanotechnology, all these technologies where we're expanding the horizons or expanding our viewpoint of consciousness. This is Jupiter in Aquarius. And that can go to extremes where we don't think of anybody else. We're just like, yay, let's do this. So Saturn being there is a steadier. Saturn says, let's think about how's this going to affect more people? How's this going to affect people rather than just rushing off in a direction? So Saturn being with Jupiter in Aquarius is good at this time. What else are we going to see? We're going to see an expansion of communities, people getting together with a community consciousness, a humanitarianism, an idealism. But again, we have to just temper that Jupiter saying, well, this is what we think is best for everybody. Let's go. Where Saturn is saying, hang on, is this going to be fulfilling for everybody 7 generations on? Or is it just going to be in the next year that this is all going to work? So having that sort of steadiness is going to be really important with Jupiter and Saturn being in Aquarius. What else do I see? I see us moving towards an understanding of how do we work more fully with each other and honor each other and encourage each other's growth. So it's not just about me or you. It's like, is this going to service the whole group? Now, the downsides of Aquarius are coolness, detachment, arrogance, specialness, eliteness. And I think that this we have to be careful of, because Aquarius is not emotional. It's the water carrier. It steps away from emotion. So it can be, well, I don't need to care what other people are going through. We do. We need to experience that some people, we need to experience people's suffering, but not to get lost in it, as I think we have done during this last year, where we've kind of focused so much on the suffering of people, which is valuable, but it's also said, okay, maybe we need to understand that that suffering is happening on many levels. Many people are suffering, may not be through just the illness, but through lack of job or lack of safety, etc. So we need to consider the whole group. And what does it really mean to bring everybody along with us, not just a few? And there will be those who will take advantage of this humanitarian way by saying, we're going to do this for you. We're saving the world. But that's the old Piscean way. It's not the way of Aquarius. So we don't need someone leading us off in the direction. We need to say, are you really listening to me? Because that's what's important. Now, individually, what I'm seeing is a lot of people who have been waiting for this time to come for them to fulfill their destiny. Now, you may or may not have Aquarius in your chart. But another downside of Aquarius is the fear of fully embodying this life, the fear of fully coming on this earth. Does that resonate to any of you? I don't want to be here. Or maybe you're saying, I'll come. The world is in a bad place. I'll fix it. I can go home. I don't need, or we don't need, people who only are here to see the problems and then to go away. So whatever energy you're carrying, please recognize that your spiritual connection may actually be stopping you reaching fully onto this earth. Because being on this earth does mean being part of what needs to change, but also enjoying it. So are you enjoying being in a physical body? Because your physical body is the alchemical vessel that's going to bring about the change. It being on this earth, it is the physical body, the physical form. By being on this earth, we're going to take this energy in. Okay, so what stops you coming onto this earth? And you may tell me, well, I had a bad childhood or something. All of those, I have to say, are reasons that now need to be owned, but not preventing you coming here. Because I'm seeing a lot of people who are hanging out in the world or hanging out in the ethers saying the world isn't ready for me. They don't understand me. I don't fit in. They don't know who I am. And I'm sorry to say they won't until you fully come here onto this planet. Does that make sense? So please join us. So if you're one of those people who doesn't feel understood, let me just tell you, nobody's going to understand you. You're different. You're eccentric. You're unusual. You're extraordinary. So get over it. So if you're looking for people to approve of who you are or listen to who you are, it's not going to happen. No, I'm exaggerating. But I'm saying, please, let's stop making excuses, because every one of you has come in with these extraordinary, unique gifts. Now, they don't have to be, you know, if I say it, you may be doing something in your home that is extraordinary and gifted. It may be something you do for your work. It may be something you do with your family. It may be something you do in your garden. I don't know where you're expressing this, but please express it. We need you now. So I'm saying, beyond the excuses, you know, you may make of yourself, people don't understand me, they won't want me, I'm never fitted in. Okay, I'm pushing those aside. I'm also saying is, are you in a place now that you can express these unique gifts? Are you? Or are you plodding through old paradigms that will never change? If you knew how far advanced we are in technology, if you looked at what the military know, the governments know about anti-gravity, light travel, etc., they are so advanced on how to use energy, how to manipulate consciousness. Many times, all we're hearing this very basic frequency of energy that says, oh, we have to do it this way. Please, you just know that we're fiddling around in the dirt when other energies, those who are in the know, have already flown much further. The advances of AI, for instance, who are now self-regulating and self-learning. You think your robot is just something you can move around. Robots are far, far further on than we've ever thought. You think that consciousness is just about how do we hypnotize people? No, consciousness has been manipulated for thousands of years. Why I'm saying that is, if you are like me, let's not be pedestrian about this. Let's use Jupiter to fly, to expand our thinking, to open up our mindset that we are living in an extraordinary place and be the unique beings that we are. Because many of you have come from what we call the future. Many of you have come from different civilizations. You have knowledge, you have awareness that is streaks ahead that now needs to come back to this earth. That was true of Atlantis and Lemuria. We knew so much more then. And we're being kept artificially small and focusing on small things. So where are you lost in something that will never progress, never take you where you want to go? Because this is a time to say, thank you very much, wish you well, it's not part of my future. All right? And I shared with some other people when I was doing this wonderful workshop, thank you for joining me on the solstice, but I shared Michael Hyatt's work that talks about passion and proficiency. And it's well worth, if you want to look up his work, it's wonderful, but it's saying, you may be passionate about something, but you're not proficient or you're not productive, i.e. you might enjoy doing it, but you're not actually going to go anywhere and you're not that, you know, you're not taking it to the fullest. Or you may be good at something, but there's no passion left in it. Or you may be doing something that's just drudgery, no passion, no proficiency. You just do it. I'm giving you full permission to say, I want to have both passion and proficiency. And that comes not from learning a gift. It's bringing out of you what you already have. What do you already have inside you that you've been keeping down or keeping small? What excites you? It doesn't mean that you're already, in terms of proficiency, perfect at it. But you go, you know, I have a real forte for this. I love doing this. Please bring to the fore, what is it that you have inside you that is extraordinary? And it's time to bring it home. This is the time, friends. Just don't say next year, next year. We are in this cocoon still. and it's going to be like this for the next 5-6 years, definitely. What is the cocoon? It might feel like lockdown, but it's actually the ocean of possibilities. We have not been in this ocean of possibilities where we can make changes, not to the world outside it, but inside us. We can be the changes we want to bring to the world. Don't wait for the world to change. You do the changing and the world will change. So I am going to be working in a way that I really am excited by. Recently, as I did this workshop, I realized how good it is to meet together, to talk together. It's one thing we're missing. And how, even though I can do such a thing as I'm doing here on the podcast, talk to you all, or a meeting, I want you to speak with each other. So on the 14th of January, I'm going to have a live meeting of a podcast. And I'll let you know via my website, christinepage.com, or by my Facebook, Christine, Dr. Christine Page. I want to let you know that if you want to join that meeting, I will have links both on Facebook, Instagram, my website, so you can come and join me live for a live podcast where it's not just about me speaking. It'll be about you joining with like-minded people who speak your language. And it may be that your language is not first language is English, but you are so welcome, because we can all hear each other's language when we break down the barriers. And we need to come together because we have a common language of love, of connection, and we wish the best for humanity, whatever that looks like. Yes? So just to complete today, I want to just offer you a small meditation. I'm bringing back the idea of my mountain, except I'm going to change the dynamics of that. So please, if you're in a place where you can meditate, we're going to use the different directions to do this. So please close your eyes. As always, take a short breath in, a long out breath. And just repeat that a few times. Now you can imagine yourself standing on a mountain or a hill or anything where you get a little height. And let's just root ourselves as we know how to do to the below. Please take your awareness to your feet. Feeling your feet on the ground. Feel there's a magnet on the soles of your feet, a larger magnet in Mother Earth. And she's pulling you into her. And you develop roots into Mother Earth, but this is going into your mountain or your hill that's beneath your feet. And they go deeper and deeper and deeper into the center of the earth. You tap into the very creative fire, the eternal fire that exists within the center of the earth, that is the energy by which we will run our world, the energy by which it is sustainable, true sustainable energy. So we are connected to this eternal energy below. Bringing yourself back up along your roots, along your legs. Please come up as if you are reaching yourself to the sky. You connect yourself to the cosmic energy above. The stars, our sun, the planets, the galaxies. This is also cosmic consciousness, the energy of the new waves of consciousness reaching this planet at this time. Father Sky, Mother Earth, the eternal fire beneath, the eternal fire above, the fire of knowledge, of inspiration, reaching the fire of creation. You are between the two. You are the creator. And now look to your, look behind you. Behind you is your past. And from that center part of you, which is your heart, you see how you have created your past, how you have used this creative light from above and below to create your stories, your events, your experiences, going back thousands of lives if you wish. And you see now that there are pieces of light that have been left out in the past, wisdom that you gained, but you haven't drawn it fully back into your body. And you see other ways where there are tentacles holding on to that light, not allowing it to come back. And I ask you now to gently draw that light back into you. And you can, if you wish, cut the tentacles, release them in another way. But it's as if it's no longer necessary for you to stay in that past. You can even say to those tentacles, thank you for being there. You help me to know who I am, but I no longer need you. I no longer need to hold myself in the past. Feel yourself drawing that light back into your body, into your heart, from the past. And now you look in front of you and you see your light going out into the future, but you can see that sometimes there's nowhere for it to attach to. It's gone too far ahead, or it's built on fear of not having enough or not belonging. So please, any future light that has not taken root, it's as if you planted seeds but they're not taking root or they're not sufficiently grounded, just draw them back into your heart. Draw the light of the future back into your heart, into the now. So the future and the past have re-entered. There is only now. There is only this place of the cocoon, the ocean of possibilities. And what will feed that is if we go to the left of us, that is our feminine side. Let us bring all the light of that represents our feminine side, especially our intuition, our inspiration, our ability to give birth, our ability to allow things to die, our nurturing. Let us bring that back to nurture from the center, not from one side or other. Withdraw any energy that you've been putting out to nurture others, but now needs to come back to nurture yourself, your now. And then move to the right. The right side is our masculine side, our more active side, our doing side, our stronger side when it comes to being courageous in certain ways, but our activity, our logic. Let us just bring that back into our heart for now. Let it not run our show. Let it not be trying to act from a place that is not centered in our very essence. So feel yourself connected to the creative, the eternal creative energy below, the eternal inspiration from above. And then we have brought in our past and future into the now, our left and our right side into the now. finally, we bring that creative energy up from our feet into the now, and our inspiration from above our head into the now, into the heart. And it is from that place that everything will grow. And it is from that place that your extraordinary self will send out those energies. But when we're in the now, we don't have to do anything, because we are now so magnetically strong. Every step we take will draw towards us the path we need to be walking on to live our extraordinary self. It is from the now that everything develops. And so it is. And as you slowly, in your own time, bring your awareness back to the room where you are, I wish you all happy holidays, happy Christmas, and I'll see you before the new year to talk about what else will be happening. But in the meantime, be blessed, enjoy your families, enjoy connecting where you can to friends, families, star beings, the earth beneath, the beings within the earth, to everyone and everything that lives with us on this beautiful planet. Many blessings now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the HeartSpeak Podcast with Dr. Christine Page. Please check out all HeartSpeak episodes in the podcast archive section on www.christinepage.com. HeartSpeak is also available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, and now playing on iHeartRadio. You can also watch the archive podcasts on YouTube. Connect with Christine on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook, including her newest Facebook group, The Great Mother Calling. Do share with family, friends, colleagues. Join us next time for another edition of HeartSpeak.